最近几天
In the past few days,
华为套定律全网火了。
Huawei's law goes viral online.
但我看了20多条视频，
But I watched over 20 videos.
发现一件让人意外的事。
I found something surprising.
大部分博主都没讲清楚。
Most bloggers haven't explained it clearly.
套定律到底是什么级别的事情？
What kind of serious matter is this?
为了搞清楚，
To clarify,
我读完了跨越60年的三篇原始论文。
I have finished reading three original papers spanning 60 years.
我必须告诉你，
I must tell you
真相
truth.
比所有评论员讲的都要意想不到。故事。
The story is more surprising than any commentator has said.
从1965年开始
Starting from 1965,
英特尔联合创始人摩尔在杂志上发了一篇只有4页的短文。
In a short article of only 4 pages, Intel co-founder Moore published an article in a magazine.
但你可能不知道，摩尔讲的不是物理，是钱。
But you may not know that Moore is not talking about physics, but about money.
他说，用一样的钱能买到2倍的晶体管。
He said that with the same money, he could buy twice as many transistors.
这是商业预言。
This is a business forecast.
而且他从来没解释过。
And he never explained it.
为什么晶体管做小，芯片就会变快？
Why do small transistors become faster in integrated circuits?
直到1974年才由 IBM 资深研究员
Until 1974, IBM had a senior researcher. Second,
让发明人丹娜讲清楚这件事。
The inventor, of course, explained this.
他用一个高中物理水平的公式
He used a high school physics formula.
讲清楚了一切。套等于 R 乘以 C, 任意电路的信号。
Explain everything. The signal of any circuit is equal to R multiplied by C.
延迟时间等于它的等效电阻乘以等效电容。
The delay time is equal to the product of the equivalent resistance and the equivalent capacitance.
要让芯片更快
To make the chip faster,
就必须降低 R 和 C 这就是芯片60年来真正的物理底牌注意这个公式
You must reduce R and C This is the true physical foundation of the chip which has been in place for 60 years Pay attention to this formula
比摩尔定律本身还早100年丹娜做的
Thaner did it 100 years before the Moore law.
不是发明
Not invention.
啊，是第一次把它和做小晶体管连了起来。
This was the first time he connected it to a small transistor.
他证明了一件事，等比例缩小晶体管就是在无意识的降低套。
This proves that proportionally reducing the size of the transistor in an unconscious manner reduces the effective area.
但过去大家盯着的都是做小晶体管。
But in the past, everyone was focused on making small transistors.
晶体管只是工具人。
Transistors are just tools.
真正的主角从来是 R 和 C, 但呢
The real protagonists are R and C Danner.
还发现了另一个公式。
I also found another formula.
关于功耗 ,P 等于 C 乘以 V 的平方再乘以 F.
Regarding power consumption P, which is equal to C times V squared times F.
这意味着只要把电压 V 跟着尺寸一起降
This means that as long as the voltage V is decreased along with the size,
芯片不仅会更快
chips are not only faster,
还会更省电
also more energy efficient.
更快
faster,
更省电
more energy saving,
还能塞更多三件事同时发生
can fit more than three things happening at the same time,
这才是芯片业长期免费午餐的底层秘密
This is the underlying secret to the long-term free lunch in the chip industry.
但这个免费午餐2005年悄悄结束了。
But this free lunch quietly ended in 2005.
因为 V 不能无限制地降下去。
Because V cannot drop indefinitely.
但这是下一集的故事了。
But this is a story for the next level.
从那以后，做小这条路边际效益越来越低。
From then on, the marginal benefit of this small road has been decreasing.
不光因为晶体管挤得越来越密
，but only because transistors are becoming more and more dense.
电路被迫越来越细
，the circuit is becoming increasingly narrow.
越来越长
，getting longer.
R 和 C 同步上升，也越来越容易漏电。
The rise of R and C is becoming increasingly easy to leak.
加上光刻机，设计费越来越贵。
The cost of designing lithography machines is increasing.
一次流片动不动就数亿美金，做小做不动了，也做不起了。
Once a film project is launched, the budget can quickly rise to hundreds of millions of dollars, making it impossible for small studios to participate.
这个问题
This question
2005年
2005
全行业就都意识到了
All industries have realized this.
大家只能一边继续探索
Everyone can continue to explore.
做小，一边另辟蹊径。
Find another way.
多核 3D 堆叠，先进封装。
Multi-core three-dimensional stacking.
所有能想到的路都试过了。
I've tried everything.
但21年过去。
But 20 years have passed.
从没有人站出来。
No one has ever stood up.
把这条脉络挑明。命名为新定律。
Unravel this thread and give it a new name.
为什么是中国人在2026年先做这件事
？Why did the Chinese do this in 2026?
要回答这个问题
，To answer this question,
必须谈一段我们都经历过的历史。
We must talk about a history that we have all experienced.
2019年5月17号凌晨
May 17, 2019 at midnight
美国把华为列入了实体清单 EUV 禁运
The United States has added Huawei to the entity list and the EUV ban
既然无法用更精密的光刻机做尺寸更小的电路
Since it is impossible to make smaller circuits with more precise lithography machines.
那我用其他办法试试。至于
Then I'll try to develop it myself.
连 3D EDA 为三维芯片重新打造设计工具。
3Dator develops design tools for 3D chips.
多重曝光。
Multiple exposure.
把电路拆开。
Disassemble the circuit.
分布课逻辑折叠
Distribution logic folding.
把芯片像纸一样折起来
Fold the chip like paper.
3D 堆叠让晶体管向空中发展混合键合
3D stacking allows the transistor to grow upwards.
把不同芯片融为一体
Integrate different chips.
古了互联超 DK 介质
Old Interlink Super DK
从导线到绝缘全面升级
From wire to insulation comprehensive upgrade
还有软硬芯全栈协同从操作系统到指令集一体优化
In addition to the full stack collaboration from hardware to software including operating systems and instruction sets
从设计到制造
From design to manufacturing.
到封装到系统，一项一项硬科。
One by one, from packaging to system integration.
正因为无路可走。
Because there is no other way.
华为不得不从更综合的系统层面、架构层面去抠总套时间。
Huawei had to dig into the overall system and architectural level to find the root cause.
而这条新的路，每一步都是中国工程师在凌晨的实验室里自己摸出来的。
And this new road is a product of Chinese engineers who have painstakingly developed it in their laboratories in the early morning.
六年，数千个夜班。
Six years, thousands of nights on duty.
381款芯片，中间有多少次距离成功只差一公里？
There are 381 chips, and the distance to success is only 1 kilometer.
最后又退回原点重做。
And it was returned to its original position and rebuilt.
没有公开数字。
No public figures.
我们只知道六年后东西做出来了。
We only know that the East and West were made 6 years later.
全部在没有 EUV 的极端约束下一砖一瓦砌出来的。
All built with bricks and mortar under extreme constraints without UV.
做完之后
After finishing,
华为芯片业务部总裁何庭波才发现
Turns out that Huawei's chip business unit president, He Tingbo, has discovered that
这六年走的路其实还是芯片业六十年来一直在做的事。
These 6 years have actually been following the path of the semiconductor industry, which has been doing things for 60 years.
降 R 降 C 本质都是为降套服。
Jiang R, Jiang C, Ben, Zhai Du Xu Wang, Jiang Tao Fu.
只是这一次不再纠结于晶体管的物理尺寸。
Instead, this time we are not focusing on the physical size of the transistors.
而是从整个芯片架构上、宏观系统上对套动手。做完了，该有个名字。
Instead, we need to take a macro-level approach to the entire chip architecture and system and give it a name.
2026年5月25日
May 25, 2026,
何庭波站在国际会议的讲台上
He Tingbo stood on the podium of the international conference.
他没有用封锁、卡脖子、反击这样的词。
He didn't use the terms neck-and-neck blockade or counterattack.
他只是平静地给这条路起了一个名字。
He simply gave this road a name.
就像当年有人给另一条走了二十年的路。
Just like someone who had walked 20 years.
起名叫云计算一样，东西放在那里。
Name it cloud computing and put it there.
所有人都看到了。
Everyone saw it.
论文里有一句话。
There is a sentence in the paper.
我读完之后愣了五分钟。
I was stunned for 5 minutes after I finished reading it.
他说。
He said,
摩尔定律从来不是关于晶体管尺寸的。尺寸。
Moore's law is not about the size of transistors.
只是用来压缩时间的一种工具。
Just a tool to compress time.
所以戈登摩尔1965年的四页短文实际就是套定律 1.0.
So, Gordon Moore's 1965 article is actually a statement of the 1.0 rule.
当然
Of course,
1974年的论文是第一次把套等于 RC 这个公式和芯片性能连起来的里程碑。
In 1974, the paper was the first to link the concept of gate delay to the performance of integrated circuits.
而何庭波2026年的16页论文是套定律 3.0.
And the 16-page paper by He Tingbo in 2026 is based on the three-point law.
第一次把这个支配了芯片60年的物理规律。
For the first time, the physical laws governing the chip for 60 years have been overturned.
从幕后推到了台前。
From behind the scenes to the front.
这种事
This is a matter.
信息技术行业里也曾发生过很多回。
There have also been many incidents in the information technology industry.
1990年代起 ,Sun, IBM, Google, 所有人都在做网络化共享计算。技术做了快20年。
Since the 1990s, IBM, Google, and everyone else have been working on network shared computing technology for nearly 20 years.
但行业一直没有一个统一的名字。
However, the industry has never had a unified name.
直到2006年
Until 2006,
Google 的 Eric Schmidt 站起来精确地命名了
Google's Aries site is accurately named.
这条已经走了20年的路。
This has been a journey of 20 years.
云计算他没有发明云计算技术是大家做的。
He didn't invent cloud computing. It was everyone's work.
但他给这条路起的名字
But he named this road,
让整个行业从此有了共同语言和方向
to establish a common language and direction for the entire industry.
而正是这个共同方向
and it is this common direction that
后来支撑起了整个 AI 时代
later it supported the entire AI era.
只是这一次这个名字是中国人起的套定律的诞生
This time, the name was coined by a Chinese person.
不是因为我们比谁更聪明
It's not because we're smarter than anyone else.
是因为当所有人都在那条最容易走的路上时
Because when everyone is on the easiest path,
我们被逼到了另一条路上
We were forced onto another road.
没有人帮我们，没有人指路。
No one helps us, no one guides us.
381款芯片，适用每一个工程师的六年青春。
381 chips, each one a lifetime of an engineer's youth.
在没有 EUV 的黑夜里。
In the darkness without EUV.
一颗一颗造出来的。
One by one, they were made.
做完了。该有个名字。
Once it's done, it should have a name.
这个名字叫涛定律。
This is called the Tao Law.
它必将和云计算一样，支撑起接下来的 AI 算力。
He will be as important as cloud computing in supporting the next generation of AI computing power.
一个涛字藏的不只是15年的备胎。
A wave is not just a 15-year backup.
藏的是六年里。
In the past 6 years,
那些没有公开数字的夜班。
Those with no publicly available figures.
藏的是无数次距离。
Extends to countless distances.
成功只差一公里，又退回原点重做的崩溃。藏的是一代中国工程师，在被冷落的维度里。
Only 1 kilometer away, and the collapse of rebuilding from the original point hides the frustration of a generation of Chinese engineers who have been ignored.
把不可能走通了的证据
Evidence that has been proven to be impossible.
从此
From then on,
中国将逐步摆脱美国人的封锁。
China will gradually overcome the blockade imposed by Americans.
也能造出性能相当的芯片。
Also able to produce chips with comparable performance.
只是这一切要感谢美国人的封锁。
All of this is thanks to the blockade imposed by Americans.
1959年。
1959.
苏联撤走。
The Soviet Union withdrew.
所有专家，陈毅元帅当时说了一句狠话。
All experts, General Cheng Yi said a harsh statement at the time.
脱了裤子。
Take off your pants.
当然，也要把原子弹搞出来。
When we should also develop atomic weapons.
那代人就是在别人卡脖子的地方。
That generation was in a situation where others were holding them back.
硬生生凿出了一条生路。
To carve out a path.
今天美国人做的不过是和当年一样的事情。
Today, Americans are doing nothing more than what they did in the past.
他们用意志尽力逼着中国工程师走进林晨的实验室。
They were trying to force a Chinese engineer to work late in the lab.
然后我们拿出了托尔定律封锁。
Then we took out the Tor network.
导致封锁失败。
Course of failure.
这就是历史辩证法的吊诡。
This is the dialectical materialism of history.
这让人想起中国第一颗原子弹爆炸成功后。
This reminds me of the first atomic bomb explosion in China after its success.
毛主席说了句意味深长的话。
Mao Zedong said a profound sentence.
要给赫鲁晓夫发一个一吨重的奖章。
Give a wanton award to Khrushchev.
今天这枚奖章大概要寄到特朗普手里了。那些嘲笑套定律的人和当年嘲笑中国人当了裤子。
Let those people who mocked the Trump's Medal of Honor and those who mocked Chinese people as pants back then.
也要造原子弹的人一样管事，一样可笑。
It's just as ridiculous as how those who make atomic bombs are treated.
因此
Therefore,
我说套定律在中国科技史上的地位。
I'm going to talk about the significance of the law of the People's Republic of China in the history of Chinese science and technology.
不亚于当年的那一声惊雷。
Not less than the thunderclap of that year.
历史不会重复。
History does not repeat.
但总是押韵。
But always rhymes.
这是我芯片硬科技系列的第一集。
This is the first episode of my Chip Hard Technology series.
下一集。
Next episode.
我们要回到一个被很多人忽略的问题。
We need to return to a problem that has been largely ignored by many people.
丹娜的1974年说的免费午餐。
When Nancy said free lunch in 1974,
2005年到底发生了什么
?What happened in 2005?
让他戛然而止。
Stop him.
那一年半导体行业进入了一个叫暗硅时代的阶段。
That year, the semiconductor industry entered a period called design by specification.
晶体管还在变动。
The transistor is still changing.
但你手机里的大部分晶体管
But most of the transistors in your phone are
其实常年都是黑的
Even if it's always black
如果你想跟我一起把这条60年的故事走完
If you want to walk this 60-year-long story with me
关注嘉伟哥下集见
Stay tuned for the next episode of Cheer YG